Blog Talk Radio.
The presence of the Lord is just in this place, and I'm just honored just to be here tonight with these great men of God. And I tell it wherever I go, people always ask me, who's your favorite singer? And I have to let them know the truth. Pastor Marvin Winans is just the most awesome singer that I know. But what I appreciate about him, in fact, in sharing with these pastors tonight, not only are they great singers, but they're great preachers. And that's the blessing. When you can get into the Word of God and understand what He is saying now, and that's why tonight, so I shared this song, and it's really coming out in December, and I've shared with our second presiding bishop, Bishop Neil C. Ellis, in Mount Tabor in the Bahamas. And one of his people wrote this awesome song that I felt is so befitting here, because what people have to understand, and I speak to pastors now, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. I don't want to be wrapped up in my title. I don't want to sit around while other people are being blessed and I miss it. So Lord, whatever you're doing, please don't do it without me. Lord, Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever Now it's simple. You can help me. Just say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without. Don't do it without. Come on, help me.
Because that's what it's all about. And asking God not to do out either one of us. We want him to continue to bless us and take care of us. That's what we ask. If you've been through something, you just got to say amen. And you can type it out on in regards to if you're on Instagram. You can give a shout out if you can't by calling in and letting us know. Or you can go to Facebook and you can just type, comment in and say, God has been so good to each and every one of us. And our topic today will focus on. It will focus on. Are you on or just on call? Ask yourself that. And as soon as our host call back in here, we're going to make this show do what it do. You are listening to WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Going to Blog Talk Radio. I am Dr. Rosa D. Smith and the host that I'm working with. So we'll call ourselves host and host, Christine Walsh. And she'll be calling back in. I had her on the line, but you know, she's traveling, coming up through from the Southwest, and she's will be close enough to be able to communicate. We're going to make sure we do what we need to do. We want you to be a part of this show, and we want you to call in to tell the truth. That's the name of the show. And the reason you ask yourself, why should I check out Tell the Truth? One of the things that it's a real talk show that focuses on life issues. It focuses on political, religion, social, economic issues. We just focus on all those things. What's going on in your life? You got to be honest with yourself. We have a young lady that co-hosts several shows and try to owning my own truth. You got to own your own truth. And this is all about telling the truth. So the show entitled Tell the Truth. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1 so we can get you on the line. Because I'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location. And if you feel like you want to give your name, then offer your expertise, your concerns, offer your comments. Just whatever you want to share. If you want to to be a part of this as well, as www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You know, I go back to The Smith Way Production because that is it, but we move to another level. We have our own radio station now, so it's WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. So you type that in and you go to Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to communicate with us, be a part of our show. We're so glad to have you. If you want to tweet the show, you can go to @WBSW_internet_talk_radio or @The Smith Way Production. You can do it that way. Now, if you feel comfortable enough and you want to check us out, like on Instagram, you can go to @LorenzaDSmith15, or you can go to Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15, and you can just check us out in that area too. Now, we're operating 4 devices a day. And the four devices include our Blog Talk Radio, which is our radio station board. We also have the room. So if you want to be a part of Tell the Truth, you can join us and be live, and you can communicate with us, as well as Facebook. We have Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. And again, here we have on Instagram. You can check us out on Instagram, and that's the Smithway Production. We're following on several of those opportunities where you can be a part of. We have several people already on here. We want to give a shout out. On Facebook, we have Sherry Price McGee. Thank you, Sherry, so much for checking us out. We also have Rachel Robinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining. And on Instagram, we have joining us Big Gun 2499. Thank you, Big Gun. Thank you so much for joining us. Latay Pickett, she's joining us as well. She says hello. And hello to you, Latay, as well. Latay, we give her an awesome shout-out. She's a devoted listener. She's now recovering from the accident that she had. And we ask God to just continue to lift her up. Our prayers is for her to continue to heal in the way he sees fit. Heal the way God touches her. And just take the things that are going on with her, that you just, God, heal her so she can, through the grace and mercy, we ask you to do that, Father God. We want you to do that. She's also the CEO and founder, and we're so glad, Inspired to Inspire. Check her out. Her ministry is to go out and help people. See, that's what God, when you go out and give and don't look to receive, God would always have his hands on you. He'll do that. He's in the midst all the time. But he'll put his hand and he'll put a shield around you and protect you. Also, we have Tanya Hardy. Thank you, Tanya, for joining us as well. Then we have J_Dion_5512. That's my frat brother, Jamie, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, Jamie, for joining us as well. We also have 1K_Stanky. Thank you so much for joining us as well. We're going to have an awesome show. I see our host is back, and we're going to make sure we can hold her on here now. Go, host. Host, you're back. Christine Walters. How you doing, Christine?
I'm here, Doc. How are you?
I am fine. We was trying to get some of that art and the stuff out of the way early so we could get you back online. We thank you again for wanting to promote what you're doing on WDSW, Internet Talk Radio. So we're going to have an awesome show. And we're going to kind of get started with the show, and we're going to follow the format as it's printed. And this show title is, Are You on Fire for Jesus or Just on Call? That's a question you ask yourself. And before I move any further, I want Sister Walter to kind of share with us her thought where she is now, just in regards to her introduction. Christine. I dropped it. She's in again. We're gonna keep on working with this, but we're going to make this work today. It's some of the, when you're traveling on the highway, sometimes it happens like that. But we're going to move forward. And when she calls back in, we'll be into the topics and we're going to be talking about things. Now, what we're talking about, you're on fire for Jesus, or are you just on call? Ask yourself that. And today we want to exactly see how you feel, what you have to say. So you have an opportunity. Make sure you call in and share your thoughts. So type in your comment on Facebook, Instagram, or if you want to go live on Zoom that we have that started at 3 o'clock when we started the show up, you can be a part of that. All you have to do is go out. It's out there. I can call you if you want me to call you. You can type in and say, call me so I can become live. It's all good. We will make sure, but I sent out enough invitations. So if you want to be a part of it, you'll have that opportunity to do that. So are you on fire for Jesus? We're going to start off with that. Are you on fire for Jesus? Just think for a second. Are you ready to wait? Do you mind waiting? See, when you're on fire for Jesus, you don't mind waiting. You don't mind doing whatever it takes. But God will continue to bless and live you through his grace and mercy. So if you're on fire for Jesus, you be ready to wait. Whatever he said, wait on me. We pray and ask for so many things. And we never know when those things will come to us, but we can't put a rush on God. See, if you're on fire for Jesus, you don't have to rush because he's going to take care of you. And I want to take this opportunity just to kind of read a scripture from Luke, that's 9:24 from the King James Version. I think we have our host back again, so I can get there live again. So, Christine, we have you for the time frame. So you are live. You can, again, as I was asking, if you want to kind of jump in right now and share some thoughts about yourself in the form of an introduction, because as the host of with me, you can do that and share. So take this opportunity. We're going to start out first with our title. We said, "Are you on fire for Jesus?" I had already started, or just on call, and I was told the scripture was Luke 9:24. You can start up now, Chris. I see a little bit. We're working now. We're working hard to get live. We try to get her. She had a call and dropped again, so we're going to try to do it. Now, let's keep in mind that it says the scripture was Luke 9:24, King James Version. "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." That's in Luke 9:24. And just think about that. What's on your mind? What's going on with you? Just keep in mind that that's our focus in this time, where we're going and where we are now. You know, I tell them I'm listening, I'm hearing my doorbell ring out there, and I want those individuals to just kind of text me who it is. I know my sisters was coming by, my nephew and his family was going to come by. I told them I was going to be live at 3 o'clock, so they might have got the time kind of crossed up. But however, I'm in front of you and you have my attention. Again, just think about it. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake, that's what the Lord is saying, the same shall it. And I hate to have interruptions like this. This is not always good, but I am live now. Can you come to the back door? All right. All right. Get back to what we was talking about. Whosoever. But before we move for that, there was some music that was put in place so we could really focus on what was going on. And I just want to play a little music while I address this situation. And just keep in mind, this is what God is all about. God going to take care of us. God going to guide and keep us. So we want to make sure that we bless him in the way that we see fit. Bless him in the way he asks us to do. Now, as I talk with you, I want to play some music entitled "I Don't Mind Waiting."
I don't mind waiting.
God, and that's what it's all about. Let's get started with our topic. As soon as the host do call back in, see a caller dropped three times, so hopefully we can get her call up, but we're going to move forward. We're into the 17 minutes of the hour of our time being on, so we want to make sure we talk about our topic. One of the first things we want to discuss is, are you on fire for God or on call? I asked you that question because that's the title of the show. Ask yourself that. Are you on call? If you're on call, then you miss that call. But if you're on fire for our Lord and Savior, you're going to hear that call because it's burning inside of you. And that's what it's all about. So you ask yourself, am I on call? Am I on fire for Jesus? That's what you ask yourself. I have right here before me a couple people joining me. I have Oliver that's joining. Thank you so much, Oliver, joining. And also Brother Diggs, Bobby Diggs, Pastor Bobby Diggs. We will give him a shout out of the North Alabama. He had an awesome show this morning that I checked out. Thank you, Brother Diggs. Remember, 580 Single Fraternity Incorporated. Are you on fire for Jesus? Are you on fire for Jesus or just on call? Ask yourself that. We also have joined us as well, Tasima Jackson. Thank you so much, Tasima, for joining us as well. As we look at that, we want to take a couple things that we must focus on to answer that question. If you're not sure of it, pray about it, and God will guide you. The song I play says, I don't mind. See, you shouldn't mind. I don't mind waiting when God is going to put me on the right track. See, that's what I ask for. And when I pray for, God will guide me, and he will touch me and put me in the right position that I can understand whether I'm on fire or just on call. You know, you should be able to ask yourself, where do you stand? See, you have to ask yourself, where did I stand in this journey? See, it's a journey that we go through every day. We have to work on what we're doing, but by